Rockies have it. They have speed, size, and strength to go along with a strong backfield and daunting line on both sides of the ball. They have a dual-threat quarterback that can run the ball, throw the ball, and when defenders are closing in on him, pitch the ball out of the option.
Keep an eye on Carter Staley then. If he's the guy, he's the quarterback at the helm. He's senior, 6'1", 200 pounds. He is a big kid, very strong, physical. He had 14 carries in the district. 123 yards and a TD. He was 6-7 passing with a touchdown. Ishaming, he only carried the ball once, but 2-5 passing with a 63 yards total, a 53-yard touchdown pass, which ended up being a big, big point of emphasis in the game. But they love their RPOs, Clark, and you've heard us mention those before when Harbor Beach was in the spread offense and running it at a higher percentage. They haven't needed to this year, but that's when – your quarterback has a run-pass option is what that stands for. And they have the ability to hand the ball off. They have the ability to keep it themselves or stay in the pocket and throw the football. So lots of things going on with this offense where Harbor Beach defenders are going to have to be very disciplined and really survive in man-to-man coverage and defense.
Now, Carter Staley is not the only threat that Breckenridge has. The Huskies run in what some call a veer offense. You'll have Staley in a pistol formation, running back behind him, and then a wing back at each end of the line. With those three threats in the backfield, two of them are track state champions this past year, and a whole lot of yards and touchdowns in tow.
Yeah, the track state champions. You're talking about Hunter Collins and Lucas Ebright, the wide receiver and running back technically. Start with Collins. He's 5'10", 180 pounds. He was the 400-meter relay state champion against Johannesburg Lewiston. He had 20 carries, 160 yards, two touchdowns. Didn't do a whole lot against Ishmael. Actually had negative yardage, so he actually struggled in that game, but not many people did play well in that ridiculous weather. Ebright, the other one, the senior, he was the other track state champion. He was 5'8", 160 pounds. He had a touchdown against Johannesburg Lewiston. And the other guy is Cameron Valerie. So he's the other guy to keep an eye on. He's 5'6", 155 pounds, just as fast. He's not a state champion. Doesn't mean he's not fast. He had four carries, 60 yards, and a 49-yard touchdown run against Ishpeming.
Defensively, this is where it gets scary. Breckenridge has allowed just 49 points in 11 games this season. They have 7 shutouts so far and held Ishpeming to just 6 points in Ishpeming last week. They're allowing on average 4.4 points a game to this point, the state semifinals. The Huskies on average are allowing 60 rushing yards a game and right around 30 yards through the air.
Have given up 3 passing TDs all season long. 2 of them were in week 1. So they've really eliminated that from opposing offenses' playbooks. No team has scored more than 19 points. They've given up a combined 18 points in the playoffs. They've actually recovered 12 fumbles and picked off 13 passes. This defense is for real. So your offense needs to find ways to be patient, get 3 yards at a time, make fourth down count, get first downs, and keep that offense off the field and really wear down this defense. That's how Harbor Beach is going to win this game. They got to keep it close and stay in.
Kickoff of the state semifinals between Breckenridge and Harbor Beach is in just 22 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. The Huskies against the Pirates from Chesaning, Michigan, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-21. 100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
Thumb Cellular has the latest phones in time for the Christmas season. New from Apple, the iPhone XS and XR are now available in our stores. And we have a fresh batch of Android phones from Samsung, LG, and Motorola. Remember, new doesn't mean that it's going to break the budget. We're offering the new Moto G6 Play for free if you upgrade, add a line, or switch from another carrier. You know that you'll get the best coverage in the thumb and nationwide with our advanced 4G LTE network. So what could make this any better? Our people. With so many plans and phones to choose from, we'll make it easy for you to get the best deal. This is Eileen, customer care representative at Thumb Cellular. And this Christmas season, we've got you covered. Visit us at our stores in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Hi, it's Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our Ready Care clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, Breckenridge Huskies against the Harbor Beach Pirates from Chesaning, Michigan. It's week number 13 of our broadcast season. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke. An update for those keeping track of where Dan Benke is. We've moved him into the tower now. We have room in here. But when the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association looks at resumes to induct football coaches to their Hall of Fame, they look at some of the following: a coach's winning record, state championships, if any, sustained playoff runs, and longevity. For Harbor Beach, Coach Jack Dillon was inducted in 1987, and his protege, Troy Shelkey, certainly checks all of those boxes as well. In his 22 years as head coach, Shelkey and the Pirates have made it to the state semifinals now five times, with a state championship in 2012 to boot.
Well, if you're looking for state championship coaches, look no further than Harbor Beach. I believe they've had two of them. Their last two coaches, counting Coach Shelkey, will be two of them. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's got 235 games coached. He's won 160 of them. He's won 68% of his games. He has six 11-win seasons in school history. And fun fact, all of them have been since 2007. He's won five of the seven regional championship games Harbor Beach has played in, and has not lost a home playoff game since November of 2003. We're thinking that's about 18 games since their last home playoff loss.
Historically speaking, Jack Dillon and the Harbor Beach Pirates introduced the Wing T offense to the Thumb region after studying the Army football team. The Pirates have implemented it well, but also with a flavor of spreading the ball out from the shotgun formation.
To do that, you need to have a quarterback that can manage the offense but also make a play with their own 2 feet. For Harbor Beach in 2018, that would be junior play caller Michael Anderson.
Michael Anderson is going to have to play a large role for Harbor Beach today. They are going to ask him to do more than he has done for them all season. Now, he has the ability to throw the ball, ability to run the ball. He's definitely a dual threat junior quarterback. He's got 660 yards rushing with 9 TDs. He's got 345 yards passing and 3 more TDs. The important games like Ubley, for example, he had 12 carries, 61 yards and a touchdown. He also threw for a touchdown and 91 yards in that same game. Last week, he had 10 carries, 34 yards. It's not going to cut it. He's going to have to give them more, whether it's on the ground or through the passing game, or he's going to have to take plays that fall apart and turn them into some.